Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 3rd of February, and right now it's hazy on 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly sunny, with temperatures between low 21 to high 28, winds from northeast at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Later, partly cloudy, with winds from northeast at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 67 and will drop on 58% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 14%. And now let's start with the resident assembly decision-making process from Friday regards the water maintenance service and the service area. Question 1. Do you agree to transform the Auroville water maintenance service to a city service under the city service budget called Portus Water Service, supplying a basic set of essential maintenance service? The total participation for this question was 230, which is 14% of registers of residents, and total yes was 206, which is 90% of total. Total no was 24, which is 10% of total. So the Residents' Assembly Service registers that the community decided yes to the question 1. Question 2. Do you want the concerned working groups to give a priority to the physical development of the service area? Was the total participation 228, which is 13% of register of residents, with total yes 200, 88% of total, and total no was 28, which is 12% of total. So the Residents' Assembly Service registers that the community decided yes to question 2 as well. On Saturday, 8th of February, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sauchu, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we are invited to the Future Auroville, the Vision, Learning to Be, which is a symposium to hear about the inner journey of Aurovillians toward learning to be through the work they do that leads to the collective realization that Auroville wants to be. We are requested to be seated by 9:45 for a brief concentration. All participants are cordially invited to join for a lunch, but they're asking us to confirm your participation as for having lunch together. Tonight you might still see the Mad Woman of Charlotte at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone if you didn't have a chance at the weekend, and the community is invited today at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone to a Swedish cultural evening where we could travel to the north through two documentary films and some food served after towards contribution. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us to two exceptional programs on Saturday. First one is at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Niva's at 8 p.m. Dances from the Roof of the World by Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts. Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts is the premier exile institute entrusted with the responsibility of preserving and promoting Tibet's unique tradition of performing arts. The communist Chinese occupation of Tibet in 1959 forced His Holiness Dalai Lama and some 80,000 Tibetans to flee India. Soon after he arrived in India, His Holiness the Dalai Lama felt the need to take immediate steps to preserve the tradition of performing arts before it was lost forever. Thus, TIPA was established in August 1959. TIPA is a vibrant and creative institute based in Dharamsala. The institute has 112 members, including artists, instructors, administrative staff, and craftsmen, all of whom live on the institute's premises. The members work with a clear sense of direction towards the preservation of this ancient culture. So Auroville has already had the privilege to host TIPA in 1999 and 2003. This time, TIPA will perform traditional and modern songs and dances with a host of new artists. And the second program is Tibetan Landscape, which is a photography exhibit by renowned artist Tom Lam from USA, which will be inaugurated also on 8th of February at 4 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone by Shri N. Balabhaskar, Secretary of Auroville Foundation. Exhibition will be on display every day from February 8th to March 1st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The same day, Saturday, 8th of February at 7:30 p.m. in Kripa in Kalabumi, the French Pavilion, with the collaboration of Arpana, will present the novel by Honoré de Balzac for the first time adapted for the stage. Sarafita, Androgyne in French, is going to be staged by Uriel Zohar and interpreted by Barbara Herrmann. Sarafita the Androgynous and Life in the Hereafter. With Sarafita, Honoré de Balzac raises the human adventure to its mystical dimension and offers a full explanation of man and the world. The play was performed in Brussels, Istanbul, Greece, Congo, Brazzaville, Israel, and several international festivals. On Wednesday, 12th of February at 8 p.m., at Chile Rubindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we are invited to come to enjoy a blend of ambient world jazz with Johann Silverserf, releasing his seventh solo album, Full Freedom, here in Orville. Johann Silverserf is a Swedish musician who's been working for more than 35 years with music in all its shapes and forms. He describes the music to be a subtle blend of ambient world jazz. On the stage, they will also screen a slideshow by Karsty Siege, which is loosely based on Micro Mandala theme. We will hear Johann Silverserf on acoustic and electric guitar, Joel on vocal, Matthew Littlewood on saxophone, Mishkon Ba on bass, Manoj Bardhan on tabla, and Children of Yatra Arts Foundation with mantras. This weekend, 7, 8 and 9 and 15 and 16 of February, we are all invited to Red Earth Riding School for a Pondicherry Equestrian Challenge. There will be dressage and jumping events every day in the morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Some highlights will be thrilling with the derby, the passing, the high jumps events and the music dressage. There will be a horse painting contest for young artists up to 16 and an open photography competition with exciting prizes. In addition to the riding events, there will be live performances with musicians and artists. Snacks and beverages will be available for the spectators. If you need any more information, we can contact Anna on 94-89-58-7700. Today at 4 p.m. at Audiovisual Room in Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we are invited to a presentation by Oroville artist Keramit Supriya Menon on Indian Ceramic Residency 2013 in Gyeongui Museum in South Korea. On Saturday, 4:30 p.m., they will inaugurate Energy of Art, What is Between Us, an exhibition of paintings and artwork by Claudia Walders. But Drago Drusković's exhibition is still on until 15, and at Pitanga we can see beautiful brush strokes by Marlenka, also until 15 of January. And at Citadine Center of the Arts, Sebastian Cortez is exhibiting glimpses of Pondicherry, which are fine art photography from his book. This year, Oroville will celebrate its 46th birthday with Soil Mandala. For that celebration, a special mandala will be created in the amphitheater for the morning on 28th of February. This mandala will be made from the soul of 120 settlements, communities existing in Oroville. Following the tradition of Oroville's first inauguration, the symbolic bringing together of earth from different locations helps consecrate the aspiration for unity and inspire it. It is especially appropriate at this difficult time when the land of Oroville is threatened by corrupt practices, past karma, the need to be secured, as well as be understood as sacred and belonging to humanity. So they are asking each community to see among themselves who will bring one bag of soil, approximately 1 kilo, from their location to the recycling area just in front of the new Portus, where there will be a specially marked bin to place it in. So we have to be sure to mark our bag with the name of your community. They are asking us to bring 1 kg bag of soil with the community name to the PTDC in the week of February 17 to 22nd. Dog sterilization camp in February, Oroville Straw, which is Oroville Stray Relief and Animal Welfare, will continue a series of sterilization camps for stray dogs in the surrounding villages. They will carry out dog sterilization free of cost for those who are unable to bear the expenses. The next village to visit is Bumipala, but they still need a number of volunteers to help them with setting up the camp. So if you enjoy working with animals, they're asking you to give them a call and they will tell you more about the program. You can reach Dr. Kumar on 94-4320-3092 or Ingrid on 94-4384-3976. Today at Savitri Bhavan at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Building Matrimandir, Labor of Love, 1971 to 2008. And the mother said that the Matrimandir wants to be the symbol of the universe and mother, according to Sri Aurobindo's teaching, and the Matrimandir represents the divine consciousness. And it is the living symbol of Oroville's aspiration for the divine. The documentary shows this special part of the growth of Oroville. At Unity Pavilion tomorrow at 6 p.m., there will be a special film screening double feature on Looking at Menstruation in a New Light by Echo Femme. And from Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall is the following announcement with earnest appeal to us, saying, please contribute generously by transferring funds through financial service to MMC account number 105106, because the projector has died. They urgently need a new projector and screen to continue their functioning. Since they offer their programs for free, they need our support in times like this. But tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, within Funny Film Series, we can see comedy, drama, romance. It's a kind of funny story made in UK 2010 by director Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. they will screen comedy, drama, romance, Kings and Queens, made in France in 2004 by director Arnaud Desplechin. And on Wednesday at 8 p.m. they will screen comedy, drama, romance, Crazy Stupid Love, made in USA in 2011 by director Glenn Ficarra. And in the words of the mother, Volume 14, we read, "Nothing is permanent in terrestrial being except the psychic." And Sri Aurobindo says about that, that the soul is always pure, but the knowledge and force in it are involved and come out only as the psychic being evolves and grows stronger. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.